11.
Hey, why the long face? We're supposed to be celebrating, remember? Aren't you happy about my promotion?
Yes, David. It's just that...
Now I'm going to get a chance to do my own programs. I won't have some reporter telling me what to do. I want this scene taken, David. I want this job done right away, David.
Oh, David, stop it. Marcia's a sweet, lovely person, and she's a top-notch reporter, the very best. It just breaks my heart to see her leave.
What do you mean, see her leave?
I mean leave. Lose her job. Understand? They're going to fire her.
What? You're not serious.
I shouldn't have told you about it. I promised I wouldn't say anything.
I can't believe it. Why would she get fired?
You tell me, David.
Me? How should I know anything about it?
I've been wondering, what really happened that day at the university?
What are you talking about?
Well, right after Marcia made arrangements with Professor Daniels, she wanted a letter sent to him to confirm their phone conversation.
So?
So, I typed the letter. The interview was set up for 2:00 that Friday. Marcia told me that you were supposed to meet her at the university.
She must have gotten mixed up. The time was changed to 11 a.m.
Really? And who changed the time of the interview?
Well,
You did, didn't you? And you didn't bother to tell Marcia about it.
Well, what happened was...
I know. You got in touch with Professor Daniels and moved the interview up to 11 o'clock so you could do it by yourself, didn't you?
Oh, well, what if I did? That was the only way I could prove that I could do the interviewing, that I didn't need Marcia to tell me what to do.
Oh, David, how could you have done such a rotten thing? What else have you done? What about the Denver trip?
What about it?
I'm not sure. Was that another one of your tricks?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How did it happen that Marcia didn't get to the airport in time? Did you have anything to do with that?
Me?
What did you do? Tell Marcia you'd give her a ride and then leave her waiting in her apartment so she couldn't get on that plane?
Wasn't like that at all. It was just... I just forgot to pick her up, that's all. It was as simple as that. I completely forgot.
Why didn't you tell Bob Russo that? He should have known about it before you two got on that flight. No, I don't believe you. I think you did it deliberately. But why? That's what I don't understand.
It was my big chance. I knew I could do the job, and I had to prove it.
You must be very proud of yourself. How does it make you feel to know that you're responsible for Marcia's losing her job?
I didn't mean any harm to Marcia. I certainly didn't want her to lose her job. I just wanted a chance to show Bob what I could do.
Yeah, at Marcia's expense.